Hey everyone, we are Day One Update, and I'm Gurkamal, and we are joined by Air.
Hi, how you doing?
And Gozar.
Hello.
So we're going to be doing a quick discussion today on Alita Battle Angel, the movie by, well, spearheaded by James Cameron. I forgot who the director was.
Not James Cameron.
It's not James Cameron. He's a producer. Whatever. Director or someone. But
he did something.
He did something.
We saw his name in the credits.
Yeah. So we're going to be discussing Alita Battle Angel. We just watched it about 40 minutes ago. We just got back from the theaters. And we're going to be giving our overall impressions and just general discussion. So what do you guys think?
Before that, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
How long did it take you to get used to her eyes?
For me, since it was in the trailers for so long and everyone was talking about it so long, when the movie started and I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh, those are big eyes. And after that, I was kind of just stuck with it. I didn't mind it after that.
How about you, Eric?
I forgot about it immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, so but before we watched the movie, like, you guys didn't mind it as much. I had big grips.
You had big issues
with it. I had big issues with it. And
what else is new?
Yeah, you'll find that out.
I remember you saying before that you were talking about how, like, why did they make the whole movie CG? I remember you were saying that.
Well,
before.
Yeah, we can get into that a little bit later and why I changed my mind on that.
Okay.
But it was done really well.
It was a good movie, but I do remember certain points in the beginning noticing really hard how CG it is. And then I kept noticing it. I always noticed it, but it stopped bothering me, I think, after like third or fourth scene. It's as somebody, if you're somebody who was like me and was not interested in seeing this movie because her eyes look weird and uncanny valley and all that stuff, you will get used to it, I think. Very, very quickly. And it helped that we had like 3D glasses and that made everything dimmer, but it does help a lot.
And so what are you guys' overall impressions of the movie? So did you guys enjoy it? Did you guys hate it?
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. It was better than what I thought it was going to be, right? And not that saying I thought it was going to be bad, but I actually wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't mind the CG at all. I feel like the CG was done amazingly well, right? And when you mentioned that live action mixed with CG, I'm like, okay, this is going to be weird, but it worked. And I didn't find any issue with the CG, really, or like anything that pulled me out of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
I agree. I admittedly went in with lower expectations than you two, but I did come out liking it. I didn't have any major gripes, like anything that I absolutely detested about it, just a minor quibble here and there. And the CG was very well done. I think as audiences nowadays, they're not really worried about, oh, the CG looks fake. It just, is the CG well done? Is it well animated? I think we've kind of gotten to that point. You know, like, we don't go in expecting it to look lifelike. We go in expecting it to look good.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
If the CG's bad, it's going to take me out of the movie. I'm not going to enjoy it.
Well, no, the CG was good, but
especially good, for a good, movie good is not the same as done.
Yeah, good is not the same as realistic, though, right?
I thought it was pretty good, like realism-wise and stuff.
Okay.
So, like, obviously, yeah, you could tell they're fake robots walking around and stuff, right? But
spoilers.
What, they aren't real robots? I thought they were actual robots in this movie.
But like, you ruined the fantasy for Gurkamal. Look what you did, Air.
But like, I think it reminds me back when we first saw Avatar and we're like, oh damn, this is what CG can do, right? This is how it's like that, except now we're kind of accustomed to CG, so it doesn't have that big of effect. But I think it's one of the best CG movies out.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why the CG I really enjoyed is, like, I want to talk about this as a point, is the choreography of it. The choreography and the action scenes and, like, smooth. How they pasted the action scenes and the overall, like, the amount of weight you could feel in those action scenes was amazing. I loved that.
Like, we were talking about it in the car, the moments where main character Alita would fight other robots and you could feel, like, you could see her wind up do the punch, and there would be a certain amount of, like, proportionate damage to the other robot compared to what the wind-up was. That all felt very realistic. And I'm somebody who, like, really likes live-action choreographed fights, and I'm usually of the mind of, if it's all CG, I don't care because it's all fake. Like, it might as well have been done on a computer. I'm not that interested in it. But it was really well done. It was really well well animated. It felt, like Air was saying, it felt real. Like, it felt like Alita was actually punching a 100-ton robot.
And, like, one of the scenes was one of my favorite, I think one of my scenes in the movie was probably the motorball scene. I think I forgot what the sports called. I think it's Murder Ball or Motor Ball.
It kind of slurred. It's Motor Ball, but I've been mentally saying Murder Ball.
Yeah, Murder Ball sounds cooler, I guess. I don't know. But that scene where Alita was in the Motor Ball sport or match, I don't know if it's a fight, but that scene was awesome. I loved the whole choreography and the action scenes, the way she was using her, because she was the smallest one there.
Yeah.
Right? And she used her... She uses her momentum, she uses her speed, and you could tell she used her environment to
use the ball.
Gain momentum. Yeah. The weight of the ball. That was my favorite, how she used the weight of the ball. Yeah. Like, you couldn't tell it's, like, because of CG, you can't tell how heavy it is, because it was covered with cloth, too, or something, too, right? But when she, like, threw it on the ground and she was using it to glide and then just use the weight and the momentum to throw it.
Yeah, she was changing.
That was all. Sorry
about that. She's changing her center of gravity.
A pen got thrown across the room.
Wow, look at that.
I threw the pen trying to mimic the motorball throwing scene.
But he was just so excited. But I like the movement of it. That scene, the fighting was actually good. It was using the weight. Her moving and breaking through the wall and going across the cityscape, that was really well done.
Love that scene. That was probably my favorite scene, like, in CG-wise in the entire movie. So let's talk about some parts that I guess we didn't enjoy too much. And I guess one of the things is Hugo and Alita, or just Hugo as a whole.
Yeah, so I don't think...
Just to break it down right now, spoilers.
Yeah, there will be some spoilers.
Okay.
I think we mentioned at the beginning, right?
We can add it in post. We'll add a spoiler warning in post.
Just spoilers, if we remember.
Okay, so
if you haven't seen the movie, go see it. Yeah. If you want to listen to us, do listen to us.
There's a love interest in this movie. His name is Hugo. I don't think anybody at this table were particularly fond of him.
No. Nothing against the guy, but dude, you gotta do some acting classes.
I think it's not just that.
It wasn't too much of his acting. I think it was just the amount of importance they put on Hugo in the beginning, even though we didn't know too much about him in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they sort of like made him like Alita's favorite person in the world, and she was the first person she met.
So if you're listening to this and you don't really care about watching it, so basically the rundown is Alita wakes up with no memory, and the first person she sees or talks to when she's outside of the building, who other than people who have arrived her, is this dude called Hugo. And Hugo's like, oh, there's this girl who has amnesia, I'm gonna start a romance with her. And I've always hated that trope, like, the person who has amnesia and then the first person they see is their love interest. It always makes me feel like, oh yeah, that person's just taking advantage of this, who might as well just be a kid in this world, because Alita doesn't know what's up with this world. Alita doesn't know what food is. It just feels weird. Speaking of that,
there are like cringy scenes because she doesn't know anything, period. Yeah, like what an orange is. But it fits so well with her
character. At the beginning, it's just that when you see the interaction between Hugo and Alita throughout the movie, in the beginning is so cringy. Like she's so intense.
It felt very much like the Hollywood executives like, all right, we gotta have love scene in here.
It's not even that, but like throughout the movie, like I was like, oh man, this like these scenes are so cringy between them. But then I realized like it probably is because she doesn't have legit no communication skills with people other than what her past life was. Maybe she has some hints of that, but like,
which I don't think is the case. It just feels like a shoehorned romance to me. Like
the way she interacts with the world at the beginning of the movie, I liked that, right? And how like she ate an orange and it was so over the top, right? And chocolate, it was so over the top. But then it fits.
I guess what I'm saying is this was her first romance in her life, right? And then she finally gets Hugo, and she doesn't know how to really go forth with the romance or what this really is. And you could, like, when they first talk to each other after their romance is solidified, she was very intense, right? She took her heart out and she's like, have my heart, right?
Yeah, it's like,
because I guess it's because she didn't know like what it meant.
Honestly, there is a moment near the end when Alita finds out that this Hugo guy isn't, you know, very perfect. Yeah. Like he has issues and it's worthy enough to murder him. And it looked like she did contemplate it because.
Yeah,
I think
I just want to clarify that we had problems with Hugo's character, but I loved the way they handled him in the movie, though.
He had stuff. I didn't love the way they handled him, but I feel like
he had way too much screen time.
As in, like, yes, what they did with him, I would say, is that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree about the screen time thing. I felt like he just had one or two scenes too many in the movie. I will say this though, his essential last scene, I like the fact that he mentioned early in the movie, he's like, yeah, if I had a robot body, I'd be climbing that rope up to the Sky City. And the first thing he does when he gets a robot body is climb that rope. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, like he literally did say he was going to do that if he had a robot body, and he did it. And you know what? Kudos to you. It led to your death that, you know, I kind of wished happened a bit faster, like hurry up and just fall. But yeah, so, I got to give props to that.
Another aspect I just wanted to talk about is, like, in the beginning of the movie, that was, like, I didn't expect this. I expected this movie to be kind of childish. Not really childish, but, like, it doesn't have too many dark tones in it. But after the halfway point, like, the first half felt like that. But then after the halfway
point, got, where they dropped the F-bomb?
It
dropped the F-bomb,
it got intense real quick. And that was a sick F-bomb, too. Yeah. It wasn't just out of place. That was pretty cool.
It worked. That's when I realized, I'm like, okay, this is just not a kid's movie.
The secret F-bomb is always the best F-bomb.
Like, the closer she got to the underworld, or, like, the whole deep side, the dark part of this world, like, you could see everything just coming forth, and, like, all the dark aspects are coming out. And I like that. I like how it was getting that dark, and, like, whoever, how they weren't afraid to just throw that out there, right?
Whoever voiced Alita, who did the acting for Alita, who was in charge of doing all the facial aspects of Alita, man, brilliant job.
Yeah.
Right? When she screams, when she cries, when she was angry, like, you felt that. Like, you could hear it, right? I think that was done amazingly well, which is hard to pull off, I feel like, in CG.
Yeah, the acting, other than Hugo every so often, like, looking past Alita and not quite, like, looking at the character in front of him, I'd say the acting was pretty good overall. There weren't any, like, particularly cringy performances. Christoph Waltz was great. Holy crap, Christoph Waltz's character, the mentor character, did not die. like, and that, I think, is the biggest shock to
me. He annoyed me at the beginning because he was doing the typical... you're my daughter, I gotta take care of you, but but since you're also new to the world, I'm not gonna tell you jack shit. Right? And I like how within just after the first scene, when you see what he actually is, right, he got over it. He was like, Alita, don't go out, but I'm going out. Okay, fine, have fun. Right?
Like, I kind of like the idea that he was the serial killer. I would have been like, this is the greatest plot twist. They didn't go through with it, obviously. They just teased it and made the audience think it for a second, but man, that would have been an amazing plot twist.
Mind you, I've never read the manga, or I think there was an anime on it too. I never watched the anime.
There was an anime on it, I think.
And
so before our time,
going into this fresh, so I actually don't know how true this was to that.
I will say this: did you find the doctor's Christoph Waltz's motivations inconsistent in any way?
I just think it wasn't
believable,
brought to light too much in the movie. In this movie, I think it was kind of teased because it did give some mention of where he's from and, like.
Yeah,
what it's
mostly like his support of
him and his wife's story was very in the background.
I think they're gonna get more into it later on, and, like, I guess in a maybe sequel,
because I actually like both of their characters. Another thing about it, like, both of their motivations felt kind of weird. Like, Christoph Waltz's, he was so adamant about making sure Alita doesn't get hurt, and then when she gets more hurt than at any other point, he suddenly, all right, time to suit up and battle up, which makes sense. Like, all right, so I can't protect her with her weak armor, might as well give her strong body. But I felt like I was missing a scene or something for that to click in his mind. And
I feel like with him and Alita's relationship, the way it grew, I feel like it worked.
Also, he was really perfectly jazzed about her, like, all right, time to get you into the sports thing.
Yeah, that, like, I thought that'd, like, be some. Well,
after she saved his life after the first scene, like, what do you expect? Like, okay, I can't. Like, she'll destroy me.
Because I totally expected when Hugo's like, hey, you should sign up for Motorball. I would expect a scene where where the doctor would be like, no, you can't, you can't. And then he'd be like, all right, fine.
Yeah, but
no,
then he's just
strapping her up and, like, giving her.
She went off and became a warrior on her own. Then she started a giant bar fight on her own.
I guess I found, like, even at the scene where, like, he was trying to force her to put her helmet on, he's like, I can't stop you, but I'm going to try to protect you as best as I can.
That's right? Yeah, that's where it evolved. And I feel like that worked, but with his wife, right? How, like, stern she was at the beginning of the movie and how she flipped 180. I feel like that wasn't a smooth enough transition.
I also agree with that. Her heel turn, what, like, her sudden, oh, I'm sympathetic and I'm going to help the good guys, it just kind of came out of nowhere. And, like, there wasn't even any hint where that she saw Alita as a daughter or something similar to her now dead daughter. It did come out of nowhere, and it felt convenient. It was.
I felt like, I think that scene in particular was probably a lot more emphasized in the manga, and they just kind of
assumed.
I'm assuming it is, but I think it was just cut down a bit for the movie, mm-hmm. probably.
Another thing I want to bring up is I feel like the supporting cast could have gotten more screen time.
The nurse, man.
The nurse, you know, who was such a vital character at the beginning, right? One sentence throughout the whole movie.
Cool. She was wearing the jersey. Weird. She was supporting her at the moment. Yeah.
Like,
on,
people
man.
Who are threatening Alita's like, we're going to kill your boyfriend. We're going to kill your doctor dad. And then I'm thinking, are they going to threaten the nurse, or are they just going to forget about her?
I think the nurse has like the greatest superpower. But not only just invisible.
But,
she just slips through the cracks.
The Asian girl, part of their crew.
Yeah, she.
Right? I've seen her before in other stuff. She's a good actress, right?
I didn't even recognize her.
No, I think she was on a few Disney shows and stuff, right? Hmm. I have seen her before.
Okay.
And I think she only also had one sentence throughout the whole movie. It focused on Hugo's other friend.
Yeah,
right?
That guy.
Was mean for no reason.
He was there to get cut in half.
Yeah that basically. Scene was pretty cool.
I was totally expecting, oh, he got slashed across the chest and he's going to slowly die and say, hey, I don't blame. Oh, no, he's cut in half.
He's just legit.
He's gone.
Just sliced through the half. And they just showed it, too.
So. And can we talk about the bad guys? What did you think about Cottonmouth? And what did you think about
Cottonmouth? His name is Vector.
Vector.
Don't you mean Blade?
Blade.
I thought it was Wesley Snipes. He looked like Blade, man. And then right before we hit record, it was like, why are you saying Wesley Snipes? It's not Wesley Snipes. But so
I liked Vector.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked
because Mashallah. I really like Mashallah Ali as an actor because he was awesome as Cottonmouth.
He was. And everything else he's done.
I thought, like, whenever Nova, the real big bad, whenever he took him over, Vector over, I love those scenes. And Vector's death scene, when it's not even Vector's death scene, it's Nova in Vector's body. He's like, I guess you killed him, huh? Well, I was getting bored of this puppet anyway. And, like, he was slowly falling. The body was dying and freaking out.
I felt
at the moment. He's like, well, this seems like it's fatal.
I felt so bad for Vector at that moment because, like, he was still being controlled by Nova.
He doesn't even know he's dying.
And I'm just like, oh, damn, Vector.
That just hit me too. Conscious? That just hit me too. He probably didn't even know that he was dying.
Yeah, he probably was not conscious whenever Nova took Nova. And speaking of Nova, we did see like glimpses of him. Like we saw a hologram picture during one of Alita's flashbacks. And then we saw him at the
That was
end.
The first time we actually saw his full face.
It was Nova,
When he took off his glasses, it's like, oh, it's Edward Norton, guys. It's Edward Norton. It's like, he does not
huge spoiler, by the way. Huge spoiler.
I mean.
We did warn you.
Yeah, but. Like, he never looked intimidating.
He didn't look intimidating at all.
If anybody watched like
Walking... I'm completely okay with that actually.
I think it's that physically he doesn't look that intimidating, so he uses the controlling aspect of it to make him intimidating, because that makes him intimidating.
Yeah, his power lies on that, what he can do, not
I could
how
see
he
that
is.
Thing playing a huge effect in intimidating, like just as an intimidation factor in the next movie, if there is a next movie. One thing I did like about Mashallah Ali, or like his Vector character, right? I remember him mentioning that he wanted to be the leader of hell, but not be a servant in heaven.
Yeah.
He was talking about the city in the sky. I really like that, because even whenever Nova took over someone else talking to him, you could see him crumple up and he'd be like, oh shit, it's Nova. And he started bowing, right?
He did not like being controlled.
Yeah, he didn't like being cold, but whenever Nova talked to him too, through that other cyborg guy, he was scared, right? You could see the hint, it was like, oh shit, it's Nova, and he started bowing down.
And at the same time, it's also, he doesn't really have the power to send people up to the Sky City. He sends them up in brains and as parts, as pieces. So it could also very well have been just, just stick down here. Don't worry about it. Don't try to aim too high. Otherwise, I'm going to have to get rid of you.
I doubt that. But like, I was thinking it early on in the movie as well. I'm like, why go up there when he could be the king down here?
Do you feel like you're missing something because we haven't seen the Sky City at all. Like, we don't know what life is like up there. And we are told that, life underneath the Sky City, like life on the ground, it sucks and we want to go up and it's better, but I have never I didn't find that believable. Like,
I think it's it's also one thing that didn't show the Sky City at all, like how life is up there, that it left it up to imagination for the people down there to be like, oh, it must be better than what's down here, right? Because it's in the freaking sky, for one thing. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Also,
it just didn't feel like the ground didn't
seem... Also, the trope has been done so many times before. Mm, so true. I feel like who cares if we didn't see it? We kind of know what to expect. Go up there, glass buildings,
I guess,
water fountains, and stuff like that. Right?
I guess it's not that I wanted to see what was so good about the top. It's just what's so bad about the bottom. Like, what's so bad about
living on the Earth? It also could be this, too. Like, everyone might think it's great, right? But since they didn't show anything about that world, they didn't do any discussion about the world, all we know, the only person who lives up there is Nova.
It seems right? like he controls
the wife. Mm. The wife wants to go back up.
She wants to go up.
So we know it could be good.
It could be good.
Yeah. But you like, kind of tell based on the clothes she was wearing.
Well, yeah, right? She had the forehead thing.
No. Based on the clothes she was wearing. Mm-hmm. If you look at everybody else in the world, right? Yep. They're all wearing scrap clothes, stuff combined together. She was the only one in the whole movie that was wearing a full-on proper outfit, fur, pink, fully coordinated.
She looked like a rich character out of Blade Runner.
Exactly, mm-hmm. right? So that's what you could expect from up there, mm-hmm. right? Or like if you watch The Hunger Games, right? The towns on the edges versus the people versus inside, right?
Yeah, it is a pretty common trope.
But it gives that factor where, like, you want to know what's actually up there, sort of, right? Because they didn't discuss it at all in the movie. And I guess we could talk about the war that happened between Earth and UMA or something.
I mean, there's not much
of a factor.
Erm?
Erm, yeah.
There's not much to say other than...
I wrote UMA. I got that completely wrong.
I don't think there's much to say.
I wish there was more of it. That's what I did.
I didn't like the actual cuts to the flashbacks. I felt like they kind of came really suddenly and kind of killed the pacing of like whatever fight scene she was in, because the flashbacks always come in fight scenes.
They did mention that the reason she was getting the scenes back.
Yeah, I just wish the transition might have been a bit smoother.
Because it just flashed to white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay, because I figured that's how her memories would come back, just like in an instant.
I like the placements. I like the placements of it. I just thought maybe the transition or when it happened would be a bit more, like, not just cut out and then, oh, flashback. Mm. Right? While she's in the middle of a kick.
Right? Also, I want to bring up Nova again, the big baddie. Mm. I like, remember how we were talking about he was being not as intimidating, mm-hmm. right? They made him into a mad genius looking type of person, which I feel like it works for him. The weird hair, like Einstein looking.
Yeah,
the
lab coat, they told us, right? He's a weird, like a super genius. But like
does look like that, I guess he could be self-conscious and just not show his face around to anyone and just maybe live his life through other people.
Well, remember in one of the flashbacks, the Mars robots had a hologram.
Yeah, they had a hologram.
Like, they know who he is. They know what he looks like. I'm praying that if there's a second movie, they do something like, all right, so Alita's in the middle of a city and Nova takes control of everybody in the vicinity and they're all like talking, or Nova's talking through all of them, and like it's essentially Alita versus 100 Novas. Mm-hmm. That would be so cool.
I'm looking forward to the second movie because there's so much they could do with it, I feel.
Like hopefully.
Yeah, if there's a second movie.
Also, I'm shocked about how many shots from the very last scene is in all the trailers. Like her pointing the sword in the sky. She doesn't use that sword until the very end.
What else is new when it comes to these movies, honestly? All right, final thoughts.
I loved it. It was way better than I thought it would be. And the choreography and the CG and everything was awesome. And I thought it was just enjoyable. The movie, right?
Yeah, good movie. Better than I expected. The writing was inoffensive. Like there was nothing wrong with it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool, and it fit. It was dope.
So that's our discussion on Alita: Battle Angel. If you guys enjoyed it, then that's great. Let us know. Subscribe to our podcast. Listen to our other episodes. Yeah, that's all for this episode, and we'll talk to you guys next time.